This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Moss Family Automotive Studio here at my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we are the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, as the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, at the Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So check us out and find out what it is that you've been missing. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Denise Simon and I are going to be chatting, first of all, about Donald Trump and the letter that he trash-talked Mitch McConnell on, which is really creating a stink right now.
I think, Trump is a fighter. He's just not going to take things lying down. And, you know, after what McConnell said, that after the impeachment, that, you know, Trump still can be prosecuted, is a true statement, sadly, but it is a true statement. And we know that because now Benny Thompson, along with I think it's the NAACP, has already filed a lawsuit against Trump in D.C. court. So, we underestimate the chatter in Washington, D.C., and who knows what, who talks to whom, and so forth and so on. We underestimate that at our own peril. But don't think that McConnell didn't know that, a lawsuit was coming. And he's necessarily
separating
blaming
himself.
I think much is being made about this that it really isn't of any consequence. I understand that we have a lot of reasons to be mad out here for what they have done to Trump. And I get it, and we want somebody to blame all the time. But that's the way Washington is. It's a cutthroat place. Now, remember, it was McConnell. I'm not necessarily defending McConnell, but I will tell you that if it wasn't for McConnell's work in the Senate, along with the judiciary, we would not have the Supreme Court justices that we have.
Right.
Along with about 300 other judges in several courts across the United States.
Correct.
Between McConnell and Chuck Grassley. So, we are certainly finding out about relationships. We are finding out that, you know, these Republicans, they think independently generally. So you've got even Lindsey Graham that is pushing back against McConnell and, you know, several others. But we end up eating our own, and that's a very dangerous place to be when the Democrats just don't do that. So I would say judge slowly and take caution because, mm-hmm. you know, they want to form another party, the American Party, the MAGA Party, the Trump Party, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And that ends up splitting the votes in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that there should be a coming together between MAGA and the GOP.
Okay. Well, yesterday we talked about Vice President Kamala Harris, that she claimed that the Biden administration was starting from scratch on fighting the coronavirus, despite what little Dr. Fauci had to say. But then... this morning we got to mention that Dr. Fauci reversed himself, and he says, "Oh no! Vice President Harris absolutely said the truth that about the vaccine rollout of Donald Trump. Well, the reason we got the vaccines we got right now is because of Donald Trump, because it was all on a slow boat to China to get it done."
What Harris doesn't understand, and again, I keep saying we have a federalist system of government, meaning that states have rights and states have their own authority.
Yep.
And she wants the federal government to dictate to the states how they administer vaccines. So that's why she says, you know, what they left behind was that the states are all in confusion. Well, you know, what goes on in the state of Florida with 4.5 million seniors is very different than what happens in Iowa. But they want full control. And you forget about governors and you forget about populations. It's kind of like the $15 minimum wage. $15 minimum wage would never fly in New York. But it you can live very comfortably in West Virginia on $15. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they're trying to apply a single federal government template to all 50 states.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the articles that she writes, get on her mailing list. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Cuomo and our Matt Gaetz, Florida representative, and he's teeing off on the governor. And the press up there in New York. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I use, and I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work for me. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that keeps me from having problems with the inflammation and the pain in my left leg and ankle that I have. I take it when I wake up first thing in the daytime and get everything under control that way, and then about midnight, I take it again so I don't have any problems during the course of the evening with the show, and it works. Now, that's because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right straight to the source of the pain and will either lower or eliminate the pain, which even involves tennis players out on the tennis court, and they come back and they're aching and all that sort of stuff because of the match that they just had. But it's 100% drug-free. It supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. Gets it all going. 1995 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, we have got Matt Gaetz, who likes to stick his nose in a lot of things. And we got the big mess up there in New York with the governor and the nursing home scandal. And Matt Gaetz kind of threw some real fuel under the fire again yesterday. And he says the media is absolutely culpable at the Cuomo mythology that's being put out there for everybody to see.
Well, McKinsey and Company is very active in doing a full cover and defense of Governor Cuomo. They wield an awful lot of power. They probably wield more power than media, but they also direct media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big force up there that are protecting Cuomo. But I don't know that, you know, he can survive a legislature in New York, both Republican and Democrat. They're angry. And, you know, outside of say, New York City, Westchester County, the Hamptons, and that kind of place, those kind of areas, the rest of New York has got big reasons to be angry. They're suffering, and they're probably more poverty-stricken than those. In fact, they are than, you know, your Westchesters or your boroughs or your Hamptons. So it's, you know, New York is a very diverse place from an economic standpoint. So some people just don't want to put up with that. So we'll necessarily see where this goes. His press conference that he gave the other day didn't help him in the least.
No. Now, we were talking about Texas a little while ago, and this is just kind of the grim reality of it. This story just came across the wire. The Texas Medical Examiner's Office expects an increase in cold weather-related deaths, and they have now requested refrigerated trucks to stand by.
Which is kind of interesting, because, I mean, anything that goes outside can be essentially frozen anyway. But, yeah, they expect some more deaths to happen. You know, you had asked me on the break who this Texas mayor was that resigned, and he's from Colorado City, Texas, which is southwest of the metroplex of Fort Worth, Dallas. And Colorado City's only got 4,200 people in it. But nonetheless, you know, he's upset because so many people are behaving completely helplessly, and they expect the mayor to come in and save, you know, all 4,000 people, 4,500 people. But so he had some pretty critical things to say. But you know, it's an interesting question. If your temperatures are ranging between 5 degrees and 15 degrees, in some places the water is shut off and you have no power, which means you have no heat.
Correct.
What do you do? Well, the governor has ordered what they call warming locations.
Yep.
So, you know, they're providing heat to, say, gymnasiums and whatnot, so people can go there if they need it.
Yep.
Furthermore, a lot of people are checking into some hotels that those that have their own generator systems.
Yep.
And other people virtually go out to their car, and they get in their car not only to charge their, cell phones and tablets and whatnot, but they do it and they turn on the heat. Some are sleeping in their car. Some of them just got in their cars and left early and went someplace else. Now, Texas isn't the only place that's been experiencing
right.
brownouts.
Right.
Because Oklahoma has, too.
And so is Arkansas.
So we're learning about how we have these shared grid systems across the United States, including with Mexico.
As a matter of fact, Louisiana, too, is involved in this because they're all having rolling blackouts, brownouts, I guess they call them, not blackouts, but it is what it is. Now, the other thing is President Biden and company, the inclusive terms that they had been using when discussing immigration, all those words, all that verbiage is now starting to change. I understand they're going to try to give amnesty to what Biden says is 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States. I believe that number is double or triple that.
Look, they've been using the word, or the amount 11 million since the Obama administration.
Sure.
Now let's go back and remember, I think it was, was it Yale and MIT that jointly did a study and they estimated it to be around 31 million?
Uh-huh.
I asked some immigration people that very question the other day, and they thought it was actually closer to about 16 million. But nobody knows what the real number is, and I don't know that you can necessarily know. You can do some, you know, very calculated estimates, but, I mean, how would you know when you've got so many people that come across the border that we didn't catch So, I mean, we don't know what that number is. We also don't necessarily know what the visa overstays are. So we have no idea. But the Biden administration is now using a new term, and that's racial equity.
Yeah. There you go. That'll get you going, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, the White House is trying to freeze out our Saudi Arabian friend, I guess we could call him that, the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who was very close to Trump in the White House, and we did a lot of things for. Now they're trying to distance themselves.
Yeah. There have been those in the Saudi kingdom that have actually been very good and very friendly to the United States.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people forget that it was the Saudi kingdom that paid for the first Gulf War that we ever had.
Right.
Which essentially protected Israel.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, we have lots of reasons to be mad at the Saudi kingdom, but the Saudi kingdom has gone through some very significant reforms here in the last several years, especially for women. So, the Biden administration, I don't think, has read all the memos. Certainly Biden himself hasn't, because now they have Kamala making the phone calls to world leaders.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Biden's not making them. Well, that tells me that if there's any truth to the fact that he was on the phone with President Xi of China for 2 hours,
that probably didn't
go well, as though they're selling it, so he's not making any more phone calls. They've taken that privilege away from him, and they turned it over to Kamala Harris, and I wouldn't say that she's any more equipped to be talking to world leaders than he is.
No. Now, Governor Kristi Noem, who has been rumored to be possibly a presidential candidate in 2024, or certainly to be considered for it, the South Dakota governor, says that her state is absolutely just flat out stopped because of the Keystone Pipeline cancellation.
Pretty much. And so, you know, I think that some unions, various unions in some of these states, need to have some lawsuits in the pipeline to put a stay on, you know, an injunction on this executive order.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We got a dash. And you have yourself a great day doing whatever it is you'll be doing. And don't forget, when your bones start aching, take some Relief Factor.
Okay.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check her stuff out. Sign up for her daily sit reps and find out what's going on.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions in Texas were without power on Tuesday as a powerful winter storm brought several inches of snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures, overwhelming the power grid with demand for heat and electricity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state has opened hundreds of warming centers for residents without power. He tells Fox News about the other steps being taken to recover from the storm.
We have the National Guard deployed across the state, as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Transportation Division, even Texas Parks and Wildlife, working with local officials to make sure that our fellow Texans, they will be taken care of during this trying time. But our same goal at the same time is to make sure that we have ERCOT working around the clock, as well as working with the energy generators to make sure they get the energy back online so people get back in their homes and get back to normal as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech and just absolutely write your career check for the rest of your life and not have to worry about anything. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to better serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, I would strongly suggest that you give them a call and ask to take a tour of either one of the campuses they have, whichever one is closest and easiest for you to get to. Their number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. All right? And you can also check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. Now,
the Army right now is seeking contractors, military firms, to build a new highly mobile light tank for infantry brigades instead of hauling around one of those 30 or 40 ton tanks and taking up a lot of room. They're going to try to get a little bit more mobile with a smaller and lighter tank that has some significant fighter power. The Stryker was an answer to some of that, not all of that. And we'll see how all of that plays out in the days and weeks to come as we find out more about that. By the way, Elon Musk and his company, Tesla, they're in the mix for possibly some electronic vehicles that would be used by the military for various functions. That's all I know about it. That story is just now starting to develop. We'll find out more about that probably tomorrow and be able to tell you something. Navy helicopter crews may be getting soon a brand new armored survival vest, which would allow them to have a much higher survival rate when one of their helicopters goes down, because obviously they catch fire, they explode, they get shot at, whatever, however it happens, and metal starts flying around, projectiles, and anything they could do that might save them from being impaled is certainly A-OK in my corner. By the way, if you see the Iranians out there steaming around, either in the Mediterranean or in the Eastern Indian Ocean with Russia, that's because they're having a joint naval drill right now, the Iranians and the Russians. Now, you can bet wherever our nuclear submarines are at that they are shadowing these guys. Run silent, run deep. And I would laugh like hell if one of our submarines pops up near one of these groups, either another Iranian ship or a Russian. That would be something to see. By the way, the Air Force's first overseas F-35 fighter squadron is getting a brand new crowdsource name. Now, that's a way to name an aircraft, huh? Or squadron, rather. That's interesting. And by the way, we're seeing some pictures of the all-new Air Force One. That's the Air Force One that was ordered, remember, by former President Donald Trump. The only thing that may be changing about that is the paint scheme. We'll see. You know, why don't we have a red, white, and blue airplane? Red, white, and blue. Maybe we could have an Air Force One that's painted like the American flag. Would you like that idea? Maybe. That's an idea. I wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't bother me in the least. But then again, that's just me. By the way, the Navy reports three new COVID-19 cases on board the Theodore Roosevelt. Remember, that's the aircraft carrier that had the massive 2020 outbreak. Well, now they've got three new COVID cases. Let's hope that stays under control really quick. Now, the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq, we told you about Erbil and the military base. We're going to get into more discussion about that with Colonel Jim when he comes on in about 25 minutes or so. We had one American wounded. No one was killed. No Americans were killed. We were told to begin with that an American contractor was killed. That is not the case. One American wounded, none killed, about 10 injured in this rocket attack, probably done by the Iranian proxies that are there, probably done by them. We'll see. And by the way, Turkey is also accusing the U.S. right now of backing the PKK. That's the group that Turkey doesn't like after Turks were killed in Iraq. Don't know, but this is Erdogan again running his mouth. We'll see how that works. And we're getting a report, and I'm not surprised to hear this because of some of what we are already aware of, and I'll talk to Colonel Jim about this too. Leaders remain concerned that extremist groups are actively working to recruit those either about to join the military or those that have been in the military and got out, because we're being told that veterans were used and recruited in some cases to plot the violence in the Capitol riot. And that was the Bogalusa Boys, that was the Proud Boys in some cases, and that also was Antifa in some cases, because they were all there. They were all there. And we'll see how that all plays out. Now, the new Mayport LCS class has a design defect. And, of course, those are the high-speed, for lack of better words, destroyer frigates that are being commissioned out there. But even though they got one ready to go, it has a class design defect that they're going to try to make up before they commission the vessel. Don't know where that's going to go. We'll certainly keep our eyes and ears on it. But that's a lot of money for a ship that may not be dressed up as to what it's supposed to be. A lot of money. Wow. Are we still wasting money or what? Sounds like it, doesn't it? Now, don't forget that on this program, we will always stand up for our military and our first responders and our police. Always. Because without them, we would have nowhere to go. They provide the safety for America, and they're out there on the wall when some of us might like to be, but we can't be anymore. We just aren't able to do that sort of a job. By the way, I will be speaking to a fire department graduating class shortly. I'll let you know more about it once I find out for sure where it is I'm going to be. But it'll be on the fringe of the listening area, for sure. That's something that I do. I show up in my uniform and I encourage everybody, remind them that it's not about me or I, it's about we. It's about the unit, it's about we. It's always a team effort. More people need to understand that in life, especially when it comes to politics and other things, because there's too many of these I, me, my folks that are out there. All right, we'll be coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog Wall Street, is going to be calling in. We're going to be talking to him about oil and what might happen there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I'll be in Largo on Saturday from 10 to 2. Two Guys Gun Shows is coming back to the Minreg Hall right there on 126th Street. And they'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. They do have the concealed carry class going both days. So if you want to sign up, the best way to do it is to do it right now by going online to their website, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry class. And while you're there, print out one of those discount tickets and save yourself some money at the door by having your ticket already. It'll save you some money on getting in. Now, that's number one. Number two, don't forget that they have a very large selection, and you got to get there early if you want ammo, but they got a very large selection of all different types of firearms, bows and arrows, fishing poles, military surplus. Just check it out. You'll find out what they have to offer. And again, the website to find out more about them, twoguysshows.com. I'll be there Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look forward to seeing many of you there. All right, joining us right now from the Watchdog on WallStreet.com radio show, the Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Your website is simply Watchdog on WallStreet.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I want to talk, first of all, about Texas. I really feel sorry for the people in Texas. They knew they were going to get cold weather, but nothing like this. And when you got weather that's so cold that it freezes windmills that they can't turn because of the condensation that's in there, and I mean, until you warm them up and thaw that thing out, it's not, that windmill's not going to move again. The other thing is, the largest oil refinery in the country is in Texas, and it is currently shut down because it got so cold, the oil wouldn't move through the pipeline that was there to get into the refinery to be able to be refined into whatever product it was going to be. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that groundhog wasn't kidding, was he? No. He was messing around with that six more weeks of winter, that's for darn sure. I got clients and radio stations and whatnot down in that area, and it's paralyzed. They really are. I mean, there's no plows. There's no salt. A lot of people's pipes are bursting. It's an absolute disaster down there. It's something that they've, never really experienced down there before. Again, it's something completely out of the ordinary. And, I don't even know what the death toll is. Last time I checked, I think it was around 11 or 12 people have been killed. Due to this. But I'm sure that it's going to get much worse when, unfortunately, when people start to look through and you start to see some of the energy not being able to get to the right places. And was it? I think right now, I think it's gotten a little better. It was 4 million people without power yesterday, 3 million today. Yeah. And most of those homes down there, Matt, they run on heat pumps.
Yeah.
And they need a lot of electricity for a heat pump.
Yep.
And you don't have the electricity, you're in trouble.
And like I said, one of the things that we knew to do in the north was any pipes that were exposed, we had heat tape we put on them. Even if they was underneath, where it went into the ground and whatnot, if there was any exposure at all to the ground, you'd put a heat tape on it and wrap it so that it wouldn't freeze. And that's what you had to do. And the other little tricks were you had to turn the water on at night, even if you had the heat tape, and let it drip a little bit so that you would have water the next morning. But I'm telling you, 18% of the U.S. oil production is offline right now, and the prices have already started to go up dramatically, and you're going to see some probably 20 cent a gallon or thereabout spikes.
Especially in those areas of the country, without a doubt, it's going to most certainly going to go up. Electricity prices, natural gas prices, a myriad of things. It's going to get pretty brutal out there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And people seem to forget that our entire country revolves around the cost of energy and transportation, getting it from point A to point B. For whatever it is you want to buy, there's a cost, transportation cost, whatever it is, whether it comes by train, by boat, by plane, by car, by taxi cab, whatever. And if it costs those people more money to operate, you're going to pay more money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a factor in the moving goods from point A to point B and what the costs are that are involved with that. And, that right now, I mean, you're obviously going to see some of that come up. I don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, I haven't checked.
Another few days is what I was told. Another few days
until that thing breaks and hopefully people can get out of this. But it's definitely some odd weather. I mean, we got close to 50 degrees yesterday here in New York, and today, not going to get above 25.
Now, let me ask you a question. Remember when we heard that TikTok was being sold to some U.S. companies?
I think there was an investment in it, but I wasn't sure who it was getting sold to at one point in time. I think that there was some issues in regards to, obviously, it's China's, but also it was whether or not there were some antitrust concerns.
Well, thanks to Joe Biden, that's now a dead issue. It's not going to happen.
I would be careful. That was part of the issue with TikTok, was the fact that, it was tied into the Chinese government.
Correct.
I'm not sure exactly how that whole thing is going to eventually pan out with the information grab, which is something that they do. And some of the information stuff that they grab is not necessarily nefarious. They do a lot when it comes to health and wellness as well, and trying to gather as much information as possible. But TikTok's a different story.
Now, the Biden administration reportedly is in talks with Amazon for the vaccine rollout and some help with them. I have no idea what they're going to ask them to do. What do they want to do? Have their airplanes involved, their trucks, or what?
I would assume that would be moving, from point A to point B. I mean, as far as vaccines our concern in getting them out the door. I mean, I think that, we already have existing infrastructure. This is why I kind of laugh at, some of the numbers, the billions and billions of dollars that they keep throwing into the stimulus package in regards to, vaccine rollout. I mean, we already have that. I mean, what is this billions and billions of dollars? What is it necessary for? I don't get it. I'm kind of lost on that. Where's that money going to? And the reality is it gets lost in Washington. And these various different bureaucrats that end up getting their hands involved with all of this. But, I mean, we've got a system set up here in this country. I mean, my good friends, clients, that they own pharmacies, they're delivering it, no problem at all. You just got to get it there, and they've got a system in place. We have existing infrastructure in the United States, and we should use it.
All right. Well, George the Godfather, and good morning, George, is telling us that it was Microsoft that was going to buy it.
I don't remember exactly. I mean, my Microsoft has been outside the loop. Everybody seems to have their own little social media platform, and Microsoft doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is Janet Yellen, the gift that keeps on giving, said that there's going to be a shift on the vast Treasury cash pile, which poses a problem for the Fed director, Mr. Powell. What the hell is she talking about? What cash pile?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I gotta have to read that story. I'm not exactly, what she's talking about right now.
New taxes?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of odd if you ask me. I don't know what they're talking about right now. There's a cash. Well, Jay Powell. I mean, he's got this. He's got the printing press and the toner cartridges and the paper and all that stuff. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay. Tesla and Walmart are trying to work together with their government connections for vaccine plans for their people. There are a lot of people that work there for those companies.
That's another area. I mean, I would think that we'd start wanting to see some of the rollout go to obviously school teachers and in the hopes that we can get more of these schools open and getting kids back into school full time. But I'd also take a look at that as well. People, you get a lot of workers out there that, they were essential. I mean, that's the stores that stayed open around the country, the Walmarts, the Targets of the world, the grocery stores out there. I would definitely, put them high up on the list as well, in regards to people that should probably get the vaccine.
Well, I myself am going to go to a Walmart Supercenter on my way home this morning. We'll stop by there because it's open 24/7. There's a couple things I need, and I can go there and buy it and get it much cheaper.
Their workers, those stores were open throughout that, and it was great for those companies, obviously, and our other companies were hit. Didn't make much sense. I think we're up over 50 million people being vaccinated. I think we've got to really kind of push to get that number up to over 100 sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, he is available at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there and find.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.